America is watching the ascension of a new artistic star. Peter Marla Olmsted was featured in the New York Times this week, also the network morning shows and on the BBC. Marla Olmsted is 4 years old. Her paintings look a bit like Jackson Pollock-style spatters and colorful swirls that are just about as big as she is. Some canvases are fetching upwards of $10,000 each. Now, is Marla Olmsted an artistic phenom like Mozart, who published sonatas at the age of 8, or is she just too cute for the Today Show to pass up? Well, we can't ask her because she's on a field trip, so we're joined now by her father, Mark Olmsted, who's in the studios of member station WSKG in Vestal, New York. How did your little girl start painting?
I like to paint. No huge talent by any means, but she was watching me just prior to her second birthday, and she just wanted to get involved and wanted to paint. And a friend came in and saw probably 10 or 11 of her paintings on paper and just loved them, you know. And he is a part owner of a coffee shop, which actually exhibits local art here in Binghamton, New York. And he said, I want to put those up. I want to have a show with Marla. So we went ahead and we did that art show, and it went very well.
You must get skeptical questions from people, as I suppose I'm raising them with you right now, as to you know, what are you doing letting your little daughter paint for a living?
Letting her paint, and I would encourage this to any parent out there, is mm-hmm. letting them do what they want to do, and you don't know where it's going to go, number one. But the bottom line is she was enjoying it without the hoopla and everything that's going on now. And if Marla chooses not to paint anymore, I don't see that for the foreseeable future, but... Mm-hmm. It's very well, it may happen. I mean, as her personality and she changes, she may just decide, I don't want to paint. That's not fun to me anymore. And that's what it's all about right now, is her having a good time.
Mr. Olmsted, I have to ask you, it's not entirely a personal question since your daughter is in the artistic marketplace. What do you do with the money?
The money is all going towards her college fund. And her college fund has gone from a state school college fund, and it's moving up. So... I didn't want to say Ivy League, but
you'd settle for Stanford then?
We'd settle for Stanford, sure. Yeah. No, we're putting it all aside for her. You know, Marla's grandmother bought her lip gloss and does regularly, and she likes to put the lip gloss on over and over. So the only parallel that there is between the money is Marla understands that it can buy a lot of lip gloss. You could have a room full of lip gloss. She gets that part of it.
Mark Olmsted, who was the father of 4-year-old artist Marla Olmsted. Mr. Olmsted, good luck to you and your family.
Thank you very much.